In Washington, D.C.
All right, how you doing?
I'll talk to you some more in a second. We're going to play some blues for you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be playing all the hits for you this evening. This is a thing from way back in 2007. A thing called Ear to the Ground.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. So, we got some changes going on up here for those of you that have seen us before.
Johnny! Well,
yes, Johnny, I thought somebody might mention it.
Jordan.
Is that Jamie?
Hey.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Uh-huh. How you doing, you all right?
Great.
So, yeah, Johnny H is about to become a father. Yeah, so we, after 18 years of playing together, I had to, let him have a couple of months off. So I found these young fellas down in sunny Florida and brought them out with me. So please welcome on the bass guitar, Brad Miller. And back here on the drums, Mr. Aaron Glukoff. Aaron's going to take us down New Orleans way right now on this next one, a little second line thing, a couple of records ago, called Livewire.
Come on.
So we're going to slow things down for a second right now. Do something from the most recent record. Think of The Day You Left.
Thank you. Thank you. drums there for you. Give it up, make him feel good.
Thank you.
backswing out for you on a older tune. Still like to play, I think we're on my way.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I can see people are dancing down here in the front, but you have to let us know that you're alive back there. So. Hello, man. The only track for the most recent album. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Possibly get some waters up here for the band. Thank you. Yes, it would be great. Thank you very much. All right, I want to go back to the previous record, one of my favorites to play. This one is a thing called Where Do I Have to Stand?
Thank you. Thank you.
Shipwreck, baby.
We're going to get funky one more time for you on this next one. Another thing from the most recent album called Hindsight.
Hey! I found a friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here this evening. So make them feel welcome this evening for their first time with the band. That's their first night. Show some love back here on the drums. We got Mr. Aaron Glukoff on the drums. Yeah, good. Yeah. very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming for this evening. Thank you for coming out, supporting live music. We'll see you again. Cheers. Thank you.
If you plug it in, right? Amen. Yeah, you know, it's my first time. My name is Rico O'Hara Sr. Won't you reach your hand out and touch a poor long soul like me. Ain't seen my baby so long. Oh, my life's full of misery. Japanese people who were having a show all of their own in Japanese, right? There was a dude doing something like this with buffalo horns or something, and I was talking to him from the stage, you know, like, I wonder what y'all were doing. You know, it was nice to actually have people listen. It's a privilege. So I said, my name is Rico Amaro Sr. My son likes to make sure that I include the senior so that everyone knows I'm not the only one. Hopefully I'll be here more often and you'll see my kids sing with me. They sing back up, do a pretty good job. He's one of them, reluctantly, to do that. All right, I got a Stevie Wonder tune for you. Thank you. wakes up very early. Oh, well, you know what clothes is on, but never are they that tight. Just enough, just enough for the sit. Big string too, that never happens. But give me one hot second because I got my stuff right here. And mute me for a second there, Bubba.
My son when I need him. He's my guitar tech. And y'all feel free to talk amongst yourselves and introduce each other. I don't know, anybody go to Catholic churches, y'all can shake hands and say peace be with you and all of that. Tell stories about individual growth. There's a team outside. There's a group of people out there doing some kind of team building exercise. It's kind of fascinating. Closing their eyes and counting to 20 or something. There you go. I hear y'all talking. It's hard to find things to talk about when you're trying to change a string in the middle of a thing. Y'all are getting quiet, they're going to talk. The music says, just for a moment, I'm so sorry. Are you watching me? There's some fascinating stuff, isn't it?
We're learning.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. We'll see if this works. This isn't exactly my best job. That's it. That's what I do when I'm driving. I start singing to myself.
Play with this young lady who would do chicken jokes when she had to change strings. Decided to go in a different direction. So I have been very lucky. As a very young man, I was a sound engineer up the street at Blues Alley. And I was there in the early, okay, clap for him, hell yeah. That was home. I actually grew up there. My aunts and my uncles were bartenders and waiters. And one day I was 20 years old and I walked down and they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm your sound engineer tonight. And I was there with people like Dizzy Gillespie and Sarah Vaughan and on, and they taught me more than they knew they were teaching me. I used to ask questions and learned a lot, and I wish I could play like them, but I have a lot of what I heard in me. So if you like what you hear, a lot of it comes from them. A lot of influences too. One of which is Ray Charles. I'm going to do a Ray Charles show. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song, it keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, sweet song of you, blow sweet and clear, just like moonlight through the pine. They reached out to me. Of the eye, smile so tender.
family, selling pills for dreams. I see all the road. The road leads back to you, said Jonathan. Jonathan, that's no peace that I find. Just an old sweet song. It keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thank you so much.
Me and this string are going to be fighting all night long. But I put it on, but I ain't going to say I put it on right. This is on me. You know. Brother, this showing off singing and changing the string, you know, that ain't really easy to do together. I want to hear something pretty or something funky. What do you want to hear?
Funky.
Funky? All right. I said that all fast and stuff like that. All right. You know what? I'm going to mix the two. All right. I like to play tunes that I grew up with, and people call them cover tunes and stuff. I'm not a fan of that word. I mean, the cover tunes are great, but, you know, the people that I've watched, you know, they play standards. And so these are standards for me because that's what I was listening to. This is a Commodores tune. Like a Sunday morning. Ooh.
change around you. Said I paid my dues just to make it. For I cannot be what all 10 people want me to be. Baby, I know I'm not happy if I gotta fake it, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. That's cause I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Say it with me, y'all.
That mean? All right, keep going. You gave me a thumbs. That's good. Y'all, do me a favor. Please go on and make sure you take care of your bartenders and your servers. Everybody's taking care of you. They sure are working hard for you. And this is a beautiful establishment. I don't know if Dave's sitting around. My brother Dave, Silky Dave, the owner of this establishment. He and I used to play together a few years ago, and I was with him when he was dreaming about doing this. And I had just finished. I had a bar in Baltimore that didn't do too well, you know. So I was like, well, Dave, you want to do this and don't do this, and you want to try this, and how much money do you need? And I said, well, you want to have like four times that amount. You know, and I was worried for him, but I tell you, I'm very proud and I'm very happy for he and Karen. They're very beautiful people, and they, I think they're going to have a big impact on the music industry, at least on live music in this city. You know, I'm certainly happy to be a part of it. Give them a big round of applause. Give this establishment Gypsy South. For sure. All right. I like pretty songs. And I like my wife. She's pretty, too. And she asked me to learn the song for her. Willie Nelson did it, made it famous. It's called I'd Have to Be Crazy. Stop on the scene, never make music again. Boy, you'll call me a fool if I pick up a top hat, ride to chase down the wind. Oh, oh, I sure be weird if I grew me a beard. Just to see what the rednecks would do. Oh, but I have to be crazy. Plumb out of my mind. To fall out of love with a you. Well, now I know I've done weird things. Told people I hear things. Even when silence was all that abounds. There have been days when it pleased me to be right down on my knees, following answers across the ground. Oh, pen and on the train, but I'm still me again. The place I hold is true. Said I have to be crazy, right straight out of my mind, and fall out of love with you. Now I do not intend to. Well, but if I ever happen to say, darling, I know. Sure be dingy if I lived in an envelope, waiting alone for a stand. Oh, they call me a fool if I rub for a genie, burning my hand on that lamp. Oh, now I know that I'm not normal, but darling, nobody is. So I'm sure gonna tell you this before I'm through. Oh, I'd have to be crazy, plumb out of my mind, to fall out of love with you. Why fall out of love with you? Said I'm not fall out of love with you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, now I'm gonna ask y'all a question. Gypsy Sally's, how are y'all feeling tonight? Yeah. Oh, come on, let me hear you now. How y'all feeling tonight? Yeah. All right, let the church say amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. All right, now here's something. The more you drink, the more the spirit will fill you. Think about that, right? Am I right? Y'all are professionals back there, am I right? Yeah, it's about the spirit, the more you... Spirits, and they have been, now you get spirited too. Huh? I used to be a bouncer in another life. Hendrix was a big influence. I was 25 when I discovered him, though. I was listening to Louis Armstrong and that shit, you know. But I was like, wow, right? Thank you. Hear that train coming around the bend. I ain't seen the sunlight since I don't know when. I said I'm stuck in for some prison, watching time move on. Oh, I hear that train keep moving right on down to San Antonio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got one more. All right. I guess since I got one more, I'm gonna make it good and play it too. Right. Ooh, man. So, boy, I tell you, I was here for the sound check, and this young man, Matt Schofield, man. Like, man, wow. Yeah, some surreal, for real stuff he's playing, I tell you. You all are in for a treat, and it's a real honor and a privilege to open up for him and his band. I'm a regular over at Madam's Organ and Adams Morgan. You can catch me Wednesdays. And, I don't think Dave minds me letting you all know that. I host the open mic there. And if you know any musicians that have something to say or something to play, I sure would love to have them come out. Wednesdays, 9 to 1. I hope to be here more often. So I told you I was a sound engineer and I worked with all these great people. One of the really great people that I was lucky enough to work with a few times was a fellow named Richie Havens. And he and I got to talking one night and he told me this was one of his favorite tunes. And he actually taught this song to Hendrix. He had been telling Hendrix that you need to play this tune Bob Dylan wrote. And so he wrote the lyrics out on a paper napkin in some coffee shop in the village. Oh, I've just been given permission to play some more, so I'm still gonna play this for you. Thank you, Dave. Must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Said the rich man in drinks by wine. Over here, come on, rider. You can hear the wind. But anybody ever see the movie Holy Moses way back in the 70s, Dudley Moore? He played Moses' brother-in-law. He was on the other side of the bush while Moses was getting the message. I tell people that's the story of my life. You know, I was with all these really great musicians. I wasn't one of them, but I was there, you know. By the fifth Beatle, Billy Preston. Thank you.
Will it go round in a circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in a circle? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? So much. And I'm gonna ask y'all one more time now, Madam. Y'all not mad, I'm joking, I'm sorry. Gypsy Salads, how y'all doing tonight? Yeah. Oh, come on, let me hear a little bit more now. How y'all doing tonight? Yeah. All right, all right, all right. First song I had my kids perform with me in public. They were 6, 4, and 3. The Robert Johnson tune. Well, come on.
Baby, 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 baby come on, darling. Oh, come on. Baby, don't you wanna go? While I'm waiting on down, the sweet home to go. One and one is two, 8 and 8 is 16. Oh, come on, darling, cause I'm starting to feel me. Come on. Baby, don't you wanna go? Go on, shake a tail feather, girl, I see you. Oh, all the way on down to sweet home Chicago. This is my last song. This is a song everybody knows, and I want you to sing it along with me at the appropriate times. You'll know when to do it, but please do.
While I'm gone, so sing it with me now, yeah. Everything's gone.
everything's gonna be what? Everything's gonna be long. Let me see you be on now. Oh yeah, oh, it's gonna be alright. Oh, I'm gonna say everything's gonna be alright. Everybody, God bless you. Thank you so much, Dave and Karen. Thank you. Thank you to everybody over there, the bars and the wait staff, and everybody. Make sure you take care of everybody. Oh, man, Matt Schofield is going to come up here and do his thing, man. Y'all stick around. You're in for a treat. Bubba, thank you for the beautiful sound, man. I trained you well. I'm very proud of you.